Hi everyone, I'm Stacey Hilton, host of Below the Radar News, where our mission is to spotlight the franchising industry with a focus on best practices from some of the nation's top companies and their most successful franchisees. Joining me now is Kurt Hafner, owner of AFC Doctors Express Urgent Care in Santa Clarita, California. Kurt, thank you so much for joining the conversation today.
Well, thank you, Stacey, for including us on your talk radio. It's a real honor to be with you.
Absolutely. You're a great storyteller, so I'm happy to include you today. To give our listeners a little bit of a background, Kurt did open his first AFC Doctors Express franchise in 2012 with his wife at the age of 57, and today I really wanted to focus on the benefits of starting a business close to retirement age. But before we get to that, Kurt, why don't you give us a little bit of background about what you did, your career path before AFC Doctors Express?
Oh, sure, Stacey. Well, first, I wanted to mention that this is really a tale of two retirees, let's put it that way. My wife, Loopy, is my business partner. And Loopy, actually, I'll start with her background. She basically had worked in the banking industry as a senior executive for Bank of America, as an example of one of the banks that she worked for a number of years. And so she loved going out door-to-door, doing business-to-business and business-to-consumer marketing. So she did that for the bulk of her career. Turning to myself, I really was involved in product development. I'm an electrical engineer. And I did that for about 25, 30 years before I retired. And worked on all sorts of medical devices, from diagnostic devices to therapeutic devices to medical implants. And that's sort of the way I ended my career. Actually, the last 3 years of my career, I worked at corporate administration, responsible for, general areas of companies such as HR, IT, reimbursement services, customer service. Looked at myself as maybe moving into general management if I decided to continue my career.
And Kurt, you know, you're not a physician, you don't have a medical degree. So of all the franchises out there, why did you think an urgent care franchise was a good fit for you and your wife?
Well, you know, if you looked at our backgrounds, my wife being involved in, let's call it business development and marketing, and which fit nicely into the model that Doctors Express plays out. And you look at myself, I've worked with physicians a good part of my life, and so I'm very comfortable in working with them. Not that they're intimidating by any means. They're just normal people like all of us. But I was somewhat familiar with, obviously, the medical industry, and my business background that I had played nicely into this franchise. You know, the model that Doctors Express utilizes. So it was a good marriage.
And you know, that really is one of the beauties of the AFC Doctors Express franchise, is you don't have to be an actual physician to own this urgent care. That's wonderful. Lots of good things for people to hear about out there.
Yeah, I think that quite honestly. I've talked to a number of physicians before Doctors Express and after it, as we were interviewing physicians for our medical director position. And there is kind of a general theme that gets played out, and I say that this is a general theme, doctors that have decided themselves to go and start their own practice or start an urgent care, they very quickly realize that the administrative side of this is quite daunting. It's they kind of get into it looking at, hey, this is great. It's going to be my practice. I can focus on patient care the way that I want to practice medicine. And they quickly realize that, that might, be 30% of their time, and the rest of it is at the administrative side of it. And as you know, Stacey, the model that exists with Doctors Express really starts on the business side of it, and that is the marketing and the center administration, the day-to-day operations of the company. It starts there, and then the physician, you add a medical director or lead physician, as they might call it, you partner up with them, and they then get to focus on on practicing medicine and not have the worry and that burden of the administrative side of it.
And Kurt, you know, I want to get back to what you were saying earlier about how you said a tale of two retirees. That was a good way to put it. You know, what I find so interesting about your story is that you and your wife were actually retired for a little more than a year. And you said that while you felt blessed to have tucked enough money away to retire early, which really is a lot of people's dream, you found what you call the reality of retirement. Talk exactly about what that means and what you found out when you did retire.
Yeah, it is interesting in that I have so many friends that there's kind of a common theme as people approach retirement that you hear, and that is, man, I just can't wait to travel. You know, I can't wait to go play golf. I've got all these hobbies. I like making, you know, cabinet making or whatever it might be. There tends to be a common theme that you hear as people approach retirement. Certainly was with me and with Loopy, my wife. And as we got into it, we certainly did do a lot of travel, spent time with my kids, kind of spread a bit around the country, and our grandchildren. And we did that for a year to 2 years, and then the reality hit home that, you know, you have to have something that fills that 40 to 50 hours a week that you were working. And I think that many retirees are kind of, they need to really look at the amount of time that they're going to spend in, let's just call it, those hobbies and the travel and so on and so forth. Our travel at the end of it, Stacy, for me, really didn't feel like it didn't give me the same kind of reward as I had when I took a vacation from work, believe it or not. It just it didn't feel the same. And so we did that for a couple of years, and as the story goes, we were sitting out in our patio in the backyard, and I was looking at Loopy, and I said, you know, I can't do this anymore. I said, how many times am I going to clean my garage? And
right.
And that was the moment that, you know, we both said to ourselves, yeah, you know, this is probably too early for us. We need to consider, you know, work again in one form or the next.
Right. And so then how long did it take you guys to sort of decide on AFC Doctors Express?
You know, it took us about six months. We looked at a number of different things. Obviously, we both looked at going back into, you know, our previous, continuing our previous career paths. We checked out that, decided, no, you know, we're in a position, a blessed position where we don't have to do that. We looked at starting our own, you know, businesses, our own business from scratch, every kind of thing you can imagine, from car washes to, you know, to, you know, golf shops to just about anything, anything imaginable. And then we started to look at a franchise, saying, hey, you know, it would be nice to have an operational model that kind of helps us in this transition to our to owning our own business. And along came Doctors Express, and given what I told you previously about our backgrounds, it seemed like a perfect fit.
And so talk a little bit about then, Kurt, how life has been since buying a franchise. I mean, does it feel different working now than before you actually took your retirement?
Yeah, it actually does. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, it's one of these things where it's a lot of work. It's hard work, and but you know, you had those times when I was and my wife has said the same, where, you know, you kind of look at what was going on in the corporate environment that you worked in, and you said, gosh, I don't understand why we're doing things this way, that way. I really think it should be done this way. And you have a limited ability to influence that, even at high levels within an organization. You know, in a franchise, you know, this is your opportunity to play out those management styles that you believe are successful ones. And so it is very rewarding, but one ought not to kid themselves that this is hard work. I remember when we did our due diligence, Stacy, I went and visited another Doctor's Express owner, and I sat down and had coffee with him, and I said, you know, hey, does this kind of fill your day? I mean, are you, what kind of hours are you working? I mean, I want something, I'm looking for something that's a little bit more than 15 or 20 hours a week. And he started laughing, and he said, are you kidding me? This is your own business. You know, this is hard work, but it's very, very rewarding, and I found that all of that to be true. And we really enjoy it. There are those moments that, you know, you were watching House Hunters International and we're going, oh boy, you know, you see that home on a Caribbean island or a beach and people having a pina colada or a margarita, and you go, wow. Those are far and few in between. It's very, very rewarding when we're actually quite happy that we went this route.
Oh, that's good to hear. And then, Kurt, because of your experience, what is some advice you have for people who are, like you, approaching the age of 60 and thinking they just need a different route? Maybe they're not ready to retire just yet, but they want to branch out on their own. What advice can you give to listeners who may be in the same boat that you were?
I think, you know, here again, be realistic with yourself. You know, be introspective. Make sure that, that this is something that you're going to stick with for the long run. As I said, it's hard work, but it's very rewarding work. I would start with that. I would also make certain that I'll talk a little bit on the financial side, and this will be very little. Make certain that most businesses that become unsuccessful, it really is a result of being undercapitalized. Make sure you have enough capital, and there are many ways to do that through, you know, small business association administration, I should say. There are many ways to do that. Make sure you have enough capital. And, you know, I know that the prophet that's on TV talks about the three P's, and I see it as five P's. I really see it's product, people, you know, process. You need to be persistent, and you need to be patient. My wife and I make a great combination. She's the one that is the day-to-day person. You know, we have a really busy day, and, you know, the bottle of wine breaks out at night, and we have a slow day, and she's a little bit depressed about it. Myself, I look at the trend. Maybe it's my engineering background. So, you know, those five P's are really, really important. Making certain that you believe in the product or the service, and we certainly do. And with Doctors Express and being able to treat patients, it's unbelievably rewarding. We met so many wonderful people. You know, the process, that's something that comes along with a franchise, and Doctors Express AFC certainly provides that operational guidelines and process. You need to really hire people that are the best at what they do and that have outstanding customer service. Because this kind of business is all about, you got people that aren't feeling well, and it's really all about making certain that they're comfortable. If they want to talk a bit and chit chat to help kill the time and make them feel, even though they're ill, make them feel a little bit more comfortable. You need to have people that will engage like that. And persistence every day. You know, we wake up and we head into work, and so do our physicians and our employees. And you're thinking about how we can better the organization, and then patience. You know, these things, they don't happen overnight. It takes time for you to turn those, make those milestones, and turn that corner to profitability. It's all of those things.
And Kurt, you know, what you had mentioned before about having passion, especially at this age, if you're, you know, close to retirement age and maybe someone is about to take a little bit of a risk to start their own company at that age versus retire. It really is important to be very passionate about what you're doing, because then it's something you love to do and look forward to doing every day that you wake up, right?
Right. You know, I think that that passion comes differently for it, it's such an individual issue. You know, there's passion with us certainly in building our own business, but quite honestly, it may be different for other individuals. Another key reason that we did this, quite honestly, is, you know, we wanted to leave a legacy for our children. We have six children, Lupi and I, and you can leave, let's call it the financial legacy in many different ways. There's obviously the traditional way that they just, when that time comes, they receive part of an estate. We've thought about this long and hard, and part of our passion is that we want to leave our children a business, and we want to leave them something that's perpetual. And so that also is part of our passion.
Excellent advice. And before we wrap it up here, I'm interested to know, what do you have planned for your 60s? What do you envision happening in that age?
Well, it's right around the corner for me, quite honestly. sometimes I don't want to think about it. But anyways, we're planning on opening up at least two more Doctors Express centers, and perhaps even more than that. This is something that's just becoming a bit of a way of life for us. We still find time to spend with our kids. We're not slaves to this by any means. And so we still find, our life to be extremely rewarding at the family side of it. So we're just going to continue to, open up centers as many as we possibly can. And certainly we're looking at least another two. And so we're real excited about that. And that's kind of our plans. And, as time goes on, we have very capable individuals. If we need to decide that we want to take a bit of time, more time to ourselves, we'll do that also. So it's kind of an evolving thing, but we certainly plan on opening up more centers.
Excellent. Good to hear, Kurt. Well, we're going to wrap things up here. Thank you very much for spending some time with us today and giving us your real insight on the reality of retirement, as we're calling it today. Lots of good advice for our listeners out there. So thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you, Stacey. I hope your listeners find my comments useful.
Absolutely. I'm sure they will. And for more information, you can go to doctorsexpress.com. And again, we've been speaking with Kurt Hafner, owner of AFC Doctors Express in Santa Clarita, California. And for Below the Radar News, I'm Stacey Hilton. Thank you for joining us, everyone.